Welcome to the prompt by Kuro House, your daily AI update. Today, we've got five stories packed with concrete product launches, legal moves, and data insights that you need to know. Let's dive right in. Google recently rolled out its new Gemini voice assistant for smart speakers, but the rollout has been anything but smooth. According to an article from The Verge, Google claims the rollout is going great, quoting a user who said the Google Home is now useful beyond just weather updates. However, users report Gemini struggles with basic tasks like setting alarms correctly and controlling smart home devices reliably. The rollout is slow and complicated, requiring an early access sign-up separate from the public preview, and many users still don't have it. Gemini promises more natural language understanding and multi-command execution, but early tests suggest these features aren't fully functional yet. In a deep conversation with The Verge, Sir Tim Berners-Lee, the inventor of the World Wide Web, shared his thoughts on AI and the future of the web. Tim remains optimistic but warns that the web has strayed from its original vision as a democratizing force for knowledge. He talked about his work on decentralization with Inrupt and the Solid Project, which aims to give users control over their personal data through data wallets. Tim also discussed the challenges of regulating AI, the rise of AI-powered browsers, and the need for competition and innovation in browser engines. He emphasized that the future of the web depends on empowering users with control of their data and fostering collaboration over monopolization. Wikipedia is taking a firm stance against AI companies scraping its content without permission. In a recent blog post covered by TechCrunch, the Wikimedia Foundation urged AI developers to use its paid Wikimedia Enterprise API instead of scraping the site. This approach helps support Wikipedia's nonprofit mission and reduces server strain caused by unauthorized AI bot traffic. Wikipedia also calls for proper attribution to human contributors to maintain trust and encourage ongoing content creation and donations. While no legal threats were made, the foundation is clearly setting guidelines to ensure responsible use of its vast knowledge base. TechCrunch also explored the complexities behind the so-called AI bubble, explaining it's not just about hype but mismatched timelines between AI software advances and data center construction. Massive investments are underway, with Oracle-linked projects drawing $18 billion in credit and Meta pledging $600 billion over 3 years for AI infrastructure. Yet, demand from businesses remains cautious, with many using AI only in limited ways and waiting to scale. Additionally, physical constraints like data center space and power capacity threaten to bottleneck growth, as Microsoft's CEO Satya Nadella highlighted. So, while AI development races ahead, the infrastructure to support it faces real-world challenges that could impact the market's trajectory. A new study published in Nature Communications, highlighted by Wired, reveals that the US is building data centers in locations that may worsen environmental impact. The analysis points to states like Texas, Montana, Nebraska, and South Dakota as optimal for AI data centers due to better renewable energy and water availability. However, many data centers are still concentrated in Virginia and California, regions facing energy and water challenges that could undermine net zero promises. The study warns that without better siting and technology improvements, the AI data center boom could add tens of millions of tons of CO2 annually, comparable to entire countries' emissions. Experts urge early focus on sustainability to avoid long-term environmental damage as AI infrastructure expands rapidly. That wraps up today's top AI stories. From voice assistants struggling to control our smart homes, to the web's founding father sharing his vision for AI and data sovereignty, there's a lot happening at the intersection of technology and society. And as AI infrastructure grows, so do concerns about sustainability and responsible data use. Stay tuned as these stories continue to evolve.